Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Argentina, Mateo, M-A-T-E-O, hyphen, Diaz, D-I-A-Z. The examinee's daughter helped her complete her intake paperwork, appeared a professional translator named Luis Garcia, also was available, period. As per the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Mateo Diaz is a 68-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work in approximately 2009. Period. On that occasion, she fell in the bathroom. Period. She did go to the hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. She believes she injured her back and everywhere in her body. She did undergo back surgery in 2009. Her last course of active treatment was approximately 2 years ago. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the back. However, she states that she has undergone two surgeries on her lumbar spine. New paragraph. I am not directly in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment records. However, the following summary incorporates information contained in prior independent medical evaluations as well as what you supplied. These show that she was evaluated on 5/27/09 by Dr. Paharia, P-A-H-A-R-I-A, period. She stated on 1/20/08 she had just finished cleaning a bathroom and was hanging the shower curtain up when she slipped off of the lip of the shower stall she was standing on. She fell backwards onto her back. She attempted to get up, but then slipped and fell again. She struck her head and lost consciousness for a short period of time. She was seen at the Casino Medical Station, and where she was evaluated by Dr. Bisk, B-I-S-K. She was advised to use Motrin, and a week later underwent x-rays of the low back. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Annapol and had a lumbar MRI performed. She also was treated by a pain specialist named Dr. Strenger, S-T-R-E-N-G-E-R, with two epidurals that only increased her discomfort. She was also seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Glass. He had her undergo a myelogram CT in August 2008, after which he did not advise surgery. No further treatment had been administered to the low back since. As per this report from Dr. McClure, MC, capital C-L-U-R-E, on /27/09, period. He referenced a lumbar MRI from 4/22/08 revealing osteoarthritis with degenerative disc disease and minimal disc bulge at L1-2, semicolon, central and left posterolateral spondylitic disc protrusion at L5-S1, period. She had seen Dr. Strenger and then Dr. Glass. His impression was low back pain with left lumbosacral radiculopathy and a small left L5-S1 herniated disc. Dr. Paharia offered 5% permanent partial disability, taking into consideration the MRI findings. He found no evidence permanent disability to the head and face, cervical or thoracic spine as a result of this incident. As per a repeat evaluation by Dr. McClure on 9/26/11, he learned Dr. Glass performed left L5-S1 microdiscectomy. She also saw pain specialist Dr. Corda, C-O-R-D-A, in October 2010. parachute discogram, CT, that was positive for concordant pain in L4-5 and L5-S1. Parachute had an FCE in April of 2011. Parachute had not returned to work. Period. Dr. McClure. Offered an assessment of 10% partial total disability at the lumbosacral spine. Period. This constituted an increase of 5%. Pretty found no increased permanency referable to the lumbosacral spine for the initial injury of January 2008. Period. Follow-up MRI after the left L5-S1 microdiscectomy revealed no residual or recurrent disc herniations. Period. New paragraph on 11-18-13. Dr. McClure performed a re-examination. Period. He continued to offer 10% partial total disability referable to the low back. Period. He added at the left wrist she has underlying radial and ulnar styloid fracture and a mild median neuropathy with post-traumatic arthritis. Period. He offered 7.5% permanent partial disability at the left hand for this. Period. In paragraph on 3-19-18, another permanency evaluation was done by Dr. McClure. Period. He noted in the interim she returned to Dr. Glass in July 2016. Period. He had her undergo MRI and CAT scan of the low back. Period. She then was seen by Dr. Korda with an injection that gave her no relief. Period. In December 2016, Dr. Glass performed lumbar fusion surgery, after which she was treated with pain medications. Period. She continued to see Dr. Glass and had numerous back x-rays. Period. She last saw him in 2017 when he released her from care. Period. She then saw a pain specialist named Dr. Jaffrey, J-A-F-F-R-E-Y, at her own, who provided pain medications once a month for two years to date. Period. She denied any further treatment for the low back. Period. She had not returned to work for any employer since January 2011 and was awarded Social Security disability. Period. Dr. McClure then offered an additional 5% permanency due to the discogenic disease, now progressed to instrumented fusion at L5-S1, bringing her to an overall inclusive 15% partial total disability referable to the lumbosacral spine. Period. On 11-17-20, Ms. Mateo Diaz was reevaluated by Dr. McClure. Period. He noted a June 2020 MRI identified L4-5 disc degeneration with facet change, semicolon L5-S1 decompression and fusion. Period. Compared to a previous imaging, there was noted to be increased foraminal stenosis at the L4-5 level. Period. Dr. McClure added 1% permanent partial total disability, bringing her overall level of disability to 16% for the lumbosacral spine. Period. He apportioned 5% to her status prior to the incident in question, and the remaining 11% to the status following the incident. Period. She was at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. What next follows are some details of the diagnostic studies and procedures she underwent, summarized above. Period. She had an EMG on 4/25/16. That showed L5 and S1 radiculopathy. Period. She had a lumbar MRI at 4/12/16 at the referral of Dr. Jaffrey. to be inserted here as marked, with the impression and some other items above that in the body. On 5/5/16, she underwent a cervical spine MRI to be inserted, period. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Domsky on 6/14/18, period. He noted the results of a 4/12/16 lumbar MRI that showed L1-2 bulge, comma, left facet inflammation, semicolon, L4-5 bulge, semicolon, L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus that abuts the roots and facet arthropathy. Period. Cervical MRI on 5/5/16 revealed C2-3 HNP, semicolon, C3-4 large HNP impinging the right side of the cord, semicolon, C4-5 HNP, semicolon, C5-6 bilateral facet / oncovertebral hypertrophy. Period. She had also undergone an EMG by Dr. Jaffrey on 4/25/16 that revealed L5 and S1 radiculopathies. Period. Another EMG on 5/2/16 identified C6 radiculopathy and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Dr. Domsky ordered additional x-rays, comma, had her continue gabapentin, comma, and prescribed Percocet, where they also discussed treatment options. Period. Dr. Domsky and his colleagues then treated her from a pain management perspective over the next few years. Period. For example, on 5/29/19, she was seen by Dr. Custer, C-U-S-T-E-R. He discussed the risks of chronic opioid therapy, including accidental overdose and opioid-induced hyperalgesia. She continued on Endocet, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, increased her gabapentin, comma, and was prescribed Mobic and physical therapy. Period. Ongoing care was rendered in this pain management practice through 3/10/20 when she saw Dr. Domsky again. Period. He noted her long-term use of opioids. Period. Diagnoses were chronic pain syndrome and lumbar disc herniation. Period. New paragraph neurosurgical consultation was performed by Dr. Glass on 5/14/20. Period. He noted more specifically she had left L5-S1 microdiscectomy on 9/4/09. Period. Repeat MRI revealed no recurrent disc herniation. Period. She then had provocative lumbar discography and was deemed not a good candidate for further spinal operative intervention. Period. She was ultimately placed at MMI. Period. She had received Social Security disability and then a settlement, after which she reopened her claim. Period. On 12/14/16, she underwent L5-S1 re-exploration with reconstructive instrumented arthrodesis. Period. She had a post-operative MRI that revealed post-surgical changes at L5-S1 with bulge at L4-5. Period. She was again placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Her pain was being managed pharmacologically with Percocet, gabapentin, tramadol, and Flexeril by the pain specialist. Period. His assessment was low back pain with lumbar radiculopathy, comma, history of L5-S1 discectomy, comma, history of L5-S1 instrumented arthrodesis. Period. He wrote her residual lumbar symptomatology remains causally related to the worker injury of 7/2/09, which represented an aggravation of a pre-existing symptom complex from a 2008 work-related injury. Pretty did recommend a flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine and a lumbar MRI. Period. Dr. Domsky performed a cervical epidural injection on 1/2/19. Appeared she did undergo the repeat lumbar MRI on 6/18/20. Compared to prior studies of 8/11/16 and 12/18/18. Period. Insert the impressions here. Period. She did have lumbar flexion extension x-rays on 6/18/20 to be inserted here as marked. Period. Another cervical MRI was done on 12/6/18 compared to plain x-rays of 6/28/18. But it showed disc herniation at centrally at C3-4, creating mild cord deformity. Period. There were no other disc bulges or herniations. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner saw Dr. Glass again on 7/7/22. Period. Since her last evaluation in September 2020, she continued pharmacotherapy. She was offered spinal injections but declined them. She was seen in the emergency room in November of 2021. Period. He recommended dynamic flexion extension x-rays and another lumbar MRI. Period. On 9/10/20, he opined she had reached maximum medical improvement once again. Period. New paragraph. This next paragraph should have gone before the 9/10/20 office visit. She saw him on 6/23/20 when he noted the results of her lumbar x-rays and MRI that revealed bulge and facet arthropathy at L4-5 with post-surgical changes at L5-S1. Period. She wished to try formal physical therapy at that juncture. Period. She did undergo another lumbar MRI on 7/30/22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Glass reviewed these results with her on 10/27/22. Period. The plan was to pursue a trial of formal physical therapy. Period. And now we'll go to physical exam. General appearance. She stated she has an adjustable bed. Period. She fell in the shower at work on one occasion and hit her head on the wall. Period. Extremities lower. Examination of the lower extremities was done in a seated position. The rest is normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 0 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation to stress strap, bilateral side bending to 30 degrees, and left rotation to 40 degrees, all with tenderness. Period, right rotation and flexion were full without discomfort. Period, she claims she did enter her cervical spine at the time of the initial work injury, but did not receive treatment for it. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a deliberate but physiologic gait. Period, she did not use a handheld assistive device. Period, she did not have a limp or a foot drop. Period, she was unable to walk on her heels or toes. Period, she changed positions slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period, inspection revealed a midline 2.5-inch longitudinal scar consists with her surgery. Period, when seated, she fidgeted quite a bit. Period, flexion was 25 degrees and extension to 5 degrees with tenderness. Period, left side bending was 20 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation and right side bending were full. And then normal through, she declined to participate in supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Impressions. Argentina, Mateo Diaz was injured at work on 7/2/09. Period. She suffered a lumbar spine injury. Russia has received ever-increasing orders approving settlement after reopening her claim. Perci did undergo serial diagnostic studies and lumbar spine surgeries to be inserted here. Period. One was done on 9/4/09 and the second on 12/14/16. Period. She had been placed at maximum medical improvement on various occasions. Period. She also had serial permanency evaluations by Dr. Paharaya and Dr. McClure. Period. The most recent of these incorporated a percentage that we'll have to refer back to the latest report from 11/17/20. Period. Since that time, she did have a lumbar MRI updated on 7/30/22 that did not show any substantive worsening compared to the earlier study of 2020. Period. She again was found not to be a surgical candidate. Perci was again placed at MMI on 12/2/22. I'm advised. Period. New paragraph. This case continues to represent the same amount of disability offered most recently by Dr. McClure. Period. There has been no objective worsening or increase in her permanency as compared to the 2020 evaluation. Period. And that is the end of